The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by CommBank, committed to being a better bank. Find out more at combank.com.au/better.
Good morning, I'm Bryce Court.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Monday the 15th of July. In your Squiz today, Cablegate continues, a cash injection for pensioners, wild weather in the deep south, and the men's Wimbledon final plus the Cricket World Cup go down to the wire. This is your Squiz today. Before we get into it, Claire is taking a well-deserved week off, so I am joined by Bryce Corbett. Bryce, welcome to the Squiz Today podcast. Big shoes and all that.
Thank you. Big shoes, yes, very early shoes too.
Yes, we do get up rather early. Bryce is no stranger to the Squiz. In fact, you've been a key behind-the-scenes figure for us since we launched, helping out each evening with a bit of a sense check on the email. Here we go. Are you ready?
Ready to go.
We talked last week of the diplomatic dispute between the US and the UK after cables from the UK's ambassador to the US describing Donald Trump in a less than flattering light were leaked to the press. That ambassador has since lost his job, but it doesn't end there, as over the weekend more cables have been made public, this time in relation to Donald Trump's withdrawal from the deal with Iran back in 2018.
Yeah, the Mail on Sunday in the UK have come out with another series of quite damaging revelations about the opinion that the UK ambassador had towards the US President Donald Trump. And this time, the UK ambassador has been caught out describing as diplomatic vandalism the decision by Trump to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. And the reason he called it diplomatic vandalism was because he said that Trump only pulled out to spite his predecessor, Barack Obama, who had designed the deal.
So Trump's always said that he withdrew from the deal as he didn't think it went far enough to prevent Iran's nuclear ambitions, and rather he reinstated US sanctions. Has he had anything to say since in response to this most recently?
Well, uncharacteristically enough, no, he hasn't yet taken to Twitter, but the week is young.
So obviously diplomatic cables are supposed to be top secret. This leak would be concerning for British security.
Yeah, it is very concerning for British security, so much so that Scotland Yard have taken the extraordinary step of telling media outlets that they could face prosecution under the Official Secrets Act if any more diplomatic communications are published. Now, that, of course, as you would imagine, in a country like the UK, where it has a very robust free press, has met with some pretty swift rebukes from media types.
Back here, plenty of Aussies have done their tax return already to ensure they get their personal tax cut payment ASAP. In addition to this, the government has announced that our pensioners will receive a cash boost of up to $804 a year. They announced changes yesterday to deeming rates, and I'm looking forward to you explaining what deeming rates are, Bryce.
Yes, because nothing gets your Monday morning started like a good explanation of deeming rates, does it? Well, luckily, we're not yet pensioners, but if we were pensioners, then the government would be using deeming rates to estimate how much we earn on our financial investments, including savings accounts, superannuation. Right. So under the announcements made over the weekend by Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, a single pensioner, as you said, can now receive a cash boost of up to $804. But of course, there are complaints that the deeming rates are still higher than the amount of money you would make on interest in a simple savings account. So it's controversial.
Well done. Short and sweet. I like it. Islamic extremists attacked a hotel in Somalia over the weekend where a political rally was being held. 60 people were injured, and the death toll from the attack is thought to be at least 26 people, some of those foreigners, as well as many high-profile Somalian government officials.
Yeah, a dreadful attack in Somalia over the weekend. As you say, 26 people were killed, and that certainly is the death toll at the moment, although they seem to be revising that as every day passes. Some 60 people were injured. High-profile Somali journalists were killed in the attack as they were attending a political leaders meeting which was taking place inside the hotel and which very much seemed to be the target for the Al-Shabaab terror organization who have claimed responsibility for the attack. And it comes, of course, after several months of US airstrikes against the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab terror organization.
over in America, in the deep south, it is storm season with Hurricane Barry delivering just that, along with a whole lot of rain. There's widespread damage and flooding across the state of Louisiana. Some images of that in the Squiz Today email. What about Manhattan, Bryce?
Meanwhile, further north in New York City, there was a blackout which plunged the city into darkness for some 5 hours on Saturday night. And resulting in the usual eccentric New York scenes of locals taking to the streets to direct traffic.
Yeah, and of course, Broadway was down, Times Square went out. Like, that's quite dramatic.
And J-Lo's concert. J-Lo had to cancel her concert midway through at Madison Square Garden because she ran out of power. Someone pulled the plug.
As you say, it only lasted a couple of hours, and it wasn't weather. It was thought to be due to a mechanical fault. But certainly when you're talking about Manhattan, it affects a lot of people.
Indeed.
21-year-old Melbourne man Poshik Sharma is missing in Victoria's High Country. It seems he was at the pub with some of those he was travelling with on Thursday afternoon. They then had some kind of disagreement. He left the pub, and that's the last time he was seen, Bryce.
Yeah, and police in Victoria's High Country now say that they hold grave concerns for his safety because it's been snowing down there over the weekend. He disappeared from a town called Marysville in regional Victoria, which is pretty much at the entrance to Mount Buller in the ski country there.
Freezing. Yeah.
Really, really cold. The police say that it's completely out of character for this young man to have wandered off, if indeed that's what's happened. And a search was widened at the weekend, but so far he hasn't been located.
Sports news, plenty of it. Wimbledon first. Saturday night saw Serena Williams wiped off the court, really, by Romanian Simona Halep, 6-2, 6-2. And Aussie Dylan Alcott took out the inaugural quad wheelchair singles final. But it's all about last night's men's match, Novak Djokovic against Roger Federer. Epic.
Look, I think there are going to be a lot of bleary-eyed people showing up at work today because it honestly was a super Sunday of sport. And that's from someone who actually doesn't take that much interest in sport. It, as you say, Djokovic took out the Wimbledon's men's singles final in an absolute nail biter. It was the tie break that finished off the game. Roger Federer was going after his ninth Wimbledon singles title, but denied in the end by the Joker, who walked
13-12
away.
13-12 in the final
13-12.
Game.
13-12. It was absolutely thrilling. And on the subject of the World Cup cricket came to a close last night with England just edging out New Zealand. It went right down to the wire and was finally decided by an extraordinary thing called a super over. And please don't ask me to explain that. It's more complicated than deeming rates.
It is complicated, but basically it just means a tiebreaker. And really all the commentary this morning is that it could have been anyone's game, and England were very lucky to take out the win. Just a great display of sport, really.
Big weekend for sport lovers.
Big weekend. July's always good for that. Now, as is tradition, each day the email subject line is a song lyric that relates to a news item. What song popped into your head as you were drafting the email, Bryce?
Well, I couldn't get Jay-Z's Popper Raised Me to Chess Moves out of my head because that relates to the story about Grand Chess Master Igor Rausis, who over the weekend was sprung cheating in the Strasbourg Open.
How do you cheat in chess?
Well, this is the best bit. He was thrown out of the tournament after photos surfaced of him hunched in the toilet on a mobile phone during the competition, which obviously you cannot do.
Oh, right. Okay. So he was,
He was obviously phoning someone. It's like phoning a friend, you know.
Maybe Googling chess moves. Oh, yeah. No, no.
Or Googling a chess move. Yes. Not a great weekend for Igor Rausis.
Not a great weekend, although I'm sure he's not the first bloke to go to the toilet with his phone. I think that's all from us today.
And on that note,
plenty more in the Squiz Today email. If you read the email every day this week, you'll go in the draw to win a $100 book pack from Allen and Unwin. That pack includes a good mix of fiction and non-fiction. Bryce, well done. You got through your first podcast.
Oh, can I go back to bed?
Yeah, you can go back to bed. Get the email out first, then you can go back to bed. And we'll chat to you bright and early tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.